Yesterday's budget had money set aside for new hospital funding, also more classrooms and schools, rail network investment, plus feasibility studies for a dry dock in Northland and possible new port in the Manukau Harbour. But Northland's Chamber of Commerce Chief Executive is Steve Smith, and he's wondering, what about roads?
Infrastructure was mentioned, and obviously with respect to health and well-being, confirmation of us being able to move forward with the Whangarei new hospital is a massive step forward. It doesn't come as a surprise. I think most people of the north were thinking that that was already in place. The one part that was certainly not there was the state highways. And in particular, of course, for Northlanders, the roading system between Auckland and the north, or the lack of, is hugely problematic. And there was absolutely no mention of any form of solution there. So as far as we're concerned, I think, and I would say we, the Northland business community, that's a battle that we'll continue to push on. You know, we've got to get that back on the table in order for Northland to play its part in New Zealand's economy. We're not so much worried about physical access to China when, you know, we have so much difficulty in accessing our primary market, which is Auckland. It would have been a huge step in the right direction for Northland and New Zealand to have seen at least that back on the table. At this stage, it's not, so we'll keep fighting for it.
We'll get into some more budget analysis shortly, but first, our reporters around the country asked people for their reactions.
Yeah, I guess I think any investment in healthcare after, so many governments in succession have kind of managed to find ways to gut it is probably a good thing, definitely.
I think the health money should have been spent last year, if not before. There's been people on waiting lists that have been waiting for surgery and cancer tests, you name it. And they come out with it now because it's election year next year.
What do you think of that $350 payment to people that earned under $70,000?
I think it's a great contribution, I guess. It's quite a little drop in the ocean, I suppose. But at the same time, it would make a big difference, I'm sure, to some families. Yeah.
$350, that's nothing, really. What's that going to do? Pay your power bill for a month? I think it's too little and far too late.
One of the main things is extending the half-price fares for another couple of months. I guess your reaction to that?
I'm thrilled that they're extending it for another couple of months. We really needed it, and it has encouraged a lot of people on. People like me, it's okay because we've got a gold card, you know, and we don't have to pay anyway. So I think that, yeah, I love it. I love that idea.